Dr. James Douglas, founder of the Douglas Institute. Around the end of the 19th century, the need to establish an institution providing psychiatric treatment based on a humanistic approach was voiced by the Protestant community. On June 30th, 1881, the Quebec government adopted the Act of Incorporation of the Protestant Hospital for the Insane, and that's how the Douglas Institute was created. Dr. James Douglas played a key role in the hospital's first years as it gradually became established. He ardently defended the notion that people suffering from mental disease needed a healthy environment with a complete work and recreational program. This philosophy had a profound impact on the hospital's approach as well as on the care and treatment given to patients. Dr. James Douglas's generous donations to the hospital enabled it to survive in times of financial difficulties. From its very beginnings, the hospital had to rely on the community for its development. Since it was not run by a religious organization, as was the case of most Francophone hospitals, it had to rely more on the public's generosity and volunteer work. This culture of openness and partnership with the community, in fact, made it possible to successfully carry out various social reintegration projects. Dr. James Douglas and his team stated that appropriately occupying people is one of the keys to treating and curing most forms of mental health problems. The patients were therefore encouraged to work at the hospital. Already in 1895, 65% of the patients worked there in a wide variety of jobs, ranging from harvesting to painting to mending clothes. The hospital also operated a farm on its grounds where the patients worked.